A 2017 survey on Australian youths show Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are less content with their lives than their non-Indigenous peers. This has sparked concerns surrounding the need for better support systems. Caitlin Matiri has more.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth are experiencing a concerning level of despair compared to their non-Indigenous peers. A youth survey released yesterday by Mission Australia reveals nearly 1 in 10 Indigenous youth feel very sad with their life overall, compared to nearly 1 in 50 non-Indigenous youth. This has led to calls for more culturally and age-appropriate services to support them in living more content lives and achieving future aspirations. Experiencing high levels of stress and school or study-related problems is something many Indigenous youth face. Travis Coyne from Kabinga Youth Development in Queensland runs a holistic program that supports young boys and girls in this position.
So I work with kids who have a really low school attendance. So what I do is I go out and work closely with the young person and their families and work on, you know, strategies and getting them back into school, you know, look at what's causing them not to go to school, see if there is anything that's, you know, obviously happening at the school for them not to want to go, or if there's anything that's happening in the home, and then, you know, putting supports in place.
Mr. Coyne says there are a range of reasons influencing kids' commitment to school.
There's a lot of family dynamics going on, so there could be, you know, housing issues, there could be, you know, relationship problems with their parents, you know, domestic violence, lack of employment in the household, and, you know, a lot of those things play a big part in terms of getting people motivated. So I'm finding, you know, when I'm trying to work with a young person and their parents aren't ready to support because of all of these other factors, you know, it makes it kind of hard for that young person to commit to schooling, which it's sad because they're seeing their parents struggling.
He says students with trouble at home may find ways to stay out of school if they feel they can't handle it.
So you'll probably find that they'll lash out at school. They're probably the naughty kid that doesn't listen because, you know, they've got something going on at home and they're not in the right mindset. And then sometimes kids just find that because they have all this extra support outside of school, like from what I've worked with my young boys, they think that it's a holiday to get suspended. You know, they get in 20-day suspensions. You know, they're at home. They don't have to go to school. Then it becomes like a cycle. They know, well, I've got to go back to school. They probably play up again and they get another 20 days to the point where they're going to get expelled. And then I have to come in and get them into more of a flexible learning option, like a flexi school, or even, you know, part-time work or full-time work if they're old enough.
Many also struggle to read and write, making schooling that much harder. Mr. Coyne says this ranges from 8 and 9-year-olds to 14 and 15-year-olds and could be due to a lack of study support at home.
It could be the combination of there's no structure at home in terms of homework and mum and dad sitting down, like a lot of other families that would sit down and help do homework with the kids in the RV. A lot of our families probably don't even do that. Reason why we run our program here at work. And then, you know, as they've gotten older, they're behind the eight ball in terms of reading, writing, doing basic maths, adding, subtracting, multiplying, and that type of thing.
One solution could be to have more culturally and age-appropriate services, especially because the population of Indigenous students has increased over the past 10 years. Mr. Coyne says these programs should focus on basic cultural information and identity.
I find that the kids that sit in those type of programs excel, and believe it or not, you know, with the programs we run, like the cultural programs, we're finding that kids' behaviours at school are changing, you know, because in those programs they learn about.
He says greater cultural awareness in mainstream schools might also help struggling Indigenous youth adapt to learning better.
When we approach schools, we're finding that the barrier in getting into that school is from the, you know, the principals and deputy principals. We obviously go into schools where community requests us to go in, and obviously, you know, without the permission of principals, you know, it makes it a little bit harder. So maybe making it compulsory for deputy principals to attend regular cultural awareness programs, and, you know, maybe getting those principals to engage their local community orgs a little bit more and better in the future.
That story was by Caitlin Matiri.